What's up, man? Aragas. Today's quick video is going to be titled Cost of Cooking Your Own Food in Colombia. So, as you guys know, there's inflation all over the world, and today I'm going to point out some prices for you. As you guys know, I tend to cook my own food, so that way I keep it cheap. I eat raw food. I eat basic foods like chicken, vegetables, or spaghetti. You know, I'm going on a spaghetti binge nowadays. I know I usually do vegetables, but I just got a hankering for some spaghetti. So today, guys, I'm gonna give you a cost of the basic foods today. Got the receipt with me. This receipt is for what I bought today. It's not for everything I bought. I bought some stuff the other day and shit like that that I still have. As you guys can see, I paid almost 41. I paid 41 pesos, which comes out to $10 exactly. So for $10, I'm going to show you what we bought. Okay. For $10, I bought this over here. This is butter, I guess. Over here, this is for living something. So, what's this? Is it the eggs? Yeah, this is, oh yeah. So, for 93 pesos, and I know it says 93,000, you know, that's 9,000. You guys have to understand, one American dollar is the equal of 4,000 pesos, you know. So, just take away the two digits and divide by four, I guess, you know. So, these 12 eggs over here, these 12 eggs, they cost me $9,300 of their pesos. And again, guys, one American dollar is 4,000 pesos, so divide this by 4,000, you really have, $2 and some change. So these eggs are $2 and some change. 11,500 is this over here. This is obviously butter, which I'm using for the chicken over there, and I might even use for the pasta later on. So the butter is 12 divided by 4 is almost, this is almost $3 over here. This is almost $3, okay? Panecitos is the bread over here, okay? So this bread, which I ate most of, okay, this is the bread that I dip in here. I know it's unhealthy as fuck, but I just have a hankering for some carbs. I don't know why. So this was $5,400 of their money, which divide by 4,000 is what, like $1.33. So this is $1.33 over here. The chicken, chicken, bone in chicken with skin, okay? I got 1.15 kilos, which is well over 2 pounds for 15,000. So I got a little over 2 pounds. I got about almost 2.5 pounds of chicken, which is what you guys see in here. Obviously, it came with the bone, it came with the skin. I threw the skin away. I got that for 15,000 of their money. So 15 divided by 4 is what, like 3.5, something like that. So 3.5. So we have about $3.5 of chicken over here. When I was in Walmart, a pound of chicken is $2.98. This is, so we're getting about 2 pounds, well over 2 pounds of chicken here. Only difference between this chicken and the one back in, what you may call it, Walmart, is that this does come with bone. So, but for $3.50, guys, you're getting, you know, well over 2 pounds of chicken, and this is enough to feed me. This over here, this salsa, guys, this cost 20,000 pesos, which is $5. I don't know why. I honestly don't know why. But salsa, like tomato, like, I mean, this is not like fucking, this is not an American brand, dudes. This is like made by Colombia shit, okay? I don't think this is a national, I don't think this is a multinational brand, okay? This cost a little bit over 20,000 pesos. So this is $5. You can go to like Walmart, get fucking ragu, big ol' ragu for like what, $3, $4? So I honestly don't know why salsa here in Colombia is so goddamn expensive. Okay, so spaghetti. This is spaghetti I got. I got well over 2 pounds of spaghetti. This one here cost me about 9,000. So this is a little bit over $2. So that's not bad. You know, $2 and some change for that, for this spaghetti. That's not bad. So yeah, guys. So the lemons over here. These lemons. Let's see if there's a price on them. Let's see if the price is in there somewhere. They were dirt cheap. These lemons. Yeah, these lemons, guys, they were dirt cheap. Like, probably not even a whole dollar in the bag. A whole dollar. So, on average, guys, here in Colombia, where's my damn fork at? Yeah, I know. That's not bad. So here in Colombia, guys, on average, if you're like me, you tend to, you know, eat about 2 pounds of chicken, shit like that. You're looking to spend about $8 to eat your own food, which again is not bad. You know, honestly, guys, I've said this before and I said this again. America is still cheap when it comes to food, you know. So in America, guys, for $3, I get a pound of boneless, skinless chicken at Walmart, okay? Which is not a bad deal if you ask me. You can get spaghetti or vegetables still in America for, you know, anywhere from $2 to like $3. The salsa in America is far less cheaper than here in Colombia. So realistically speaking, guys, again, I've said this all over the world, whether I was in Moldova, Romania, Ukraine. You know, Ukraine is really the cheapest country I've been to for food, believe it or not. America is still damn cheap. Even with the inflation, guys, America is still damn cheap when it comes to food, okay? Especially if you're eating raw, natural food like I am. So as you guys saw from that bill, I spent $10, and obviously this will last with us a couple of days. This will last with us, you know, a couple of days. So if you spread your food out, you're looking at maybe $7 to $8 to cook your own food here in Colombia, which is really the same thing in like Ukraine too. Obviously I eat more than the average person, so the average person can probably eat for maybe $5-$6 a day. When it comes to multinational brands, guys, like Kellogg's, shit like that, dudes, I'm telling you, like fucking ketchup, like Heinz ketchup here in Colombia, probably cost 2 times what it cost in America, you know? So Heinz that you get for $1.99 from Walmart here will cost you $4 or $5, you know. So for some reason, guys, national brands tend to be far more expensive in the third world than they are in America. So imagine taking Heinz ketchup from America, again $1.99, and here it is in Colombia literally being sold for $4, maybe even more. So, you know, I guess this is how the third world country makes its money, by overcharging for multinational stuff that really shouldn't be that expensive to begin with, you know. So yeah, guys, that's my video for today. You can eat for $7 or $8 on a daily basis here in Colombia. And again, guys, said this before, I'm gonna say it again, if you eat basic food like chicken, spaghetti, or even vegetables, you shouldn't be eating more than $8 worth a day, and that's even probably back in America as well. Eggs here are far more cheaper than America. I mean, as you guys saw, 12 eggs for a little bit over $2. Obviously, that's a little bit cheaper than America. But overall, guys, I can't stress this enough. If you know what you're doing and you're feeding one person, you really shouldn't be spending more than $10 a day, and definitely 7 to 8 would be the normal for you. Anyway, guys, talk to you later. Peace.